we've seen this the last couple of weeks. They pulled the wool over our eyes after week one. They looked good. They looked like they were going to be dominant in the run game. And you thought, as you said, hell, this puts them in the range of a Super Bowl contender. Joe Mixon goes for 30 carries and 159 yards. Damian Pierce looked as good as he had in over a year. But that has not been the case against the Bears. They fought it and struggled. Now, Mixon did get injured midway through that, and they were without Damian Pierce. And then last week, they stunk it up. And Clint, yes, they were able to survive last year with multiple points of the season not having any semblance of a run game. But just like we saw in the playoffs against the Ravens, if they don't have that, Clint, especially when they play better defenses and better teams, that is going to be problematic in a major way. Hell, even from the standpoint of Clint, they could have used a longer drive in there a couple of times to maybe get their defense some rest when you know the Vikings had taken control. But that is a developing story, Clint, is this run game has gone back to where it was last year.
Yes, it has, and it's I think it's alarming, especially when you couple it with the fact they hadn't been able to protect very well either. But yeah, the you start the season, you go for over 200 yards as a team against the Indianapolis Colts. Now that we're looking at it 3 weeks into the season, the Indianapolis Colts are not the 32nd because the Dallas Cowboys hold that spot. They hold that crown, the worst run defense in football, but the Colts are about 6 yards, a little over 6 yards behind them. They are the 31st worst run defense in football, giving up 180 yards a game. And yeah, you had some success against that football team. They're not who we thought they were. I just told you who they actually are, and or at least who they are through three games. And that's just not the bar that I planned on, at least at this point. That's not the bar that I planned on gauging the Texans on a weekly basis. You know, you look at some of the top defenses in this league and run defenses in this league. Minnesota Vikings, who you just played, they're the second best run defense in this league according to yards production. I'm just yards against. They're the second best defense in this league, and they completely shut you out. You know, the Bears are middle of the pack, completely shut you out. Your leading rusher was Cam Akers both times, 31 yards, and another time it's 32 yards. So, they fooled us after week one. And if we're talking about a Super Bowl caliber team that's going to compete on that level week in, week out, and is going to be able to compete and navigate this first place schedule that they have this year, they're going to need to run the football. And there's nothing that we've seen to this date that they have, that they're any better or any more confident in run offense than what they were a year ago.
Let me throw this out to you and the people, because I see some people agreeing with you. Is this simply to you, man? They don't have Joe Mixon. And Joe Mixon makes a big, and I know Joe Mixon played some of that Bears game, but they didn't have Joe Mixon. And however you want to say it, since Bobby Slowick has been here, Devin Singletary had a couple of good games. The Cardinals game comes to mind that he played well against. The Bengals, who, God, their defense has been awful the last 2 years. That was ridiculous what we saw last night from them, but let me get back to it. The best that we've seen, the absolute best we've seen this run game, was when Joe Mixon was back there. Is this simply a case of, if they had Joe Mixon, this thing would look better, this thing would feel better, and we would feel differently about their inability to get a run game?
I think Joe Mixon would make you feel better from time to time, but I don't think Joe Mixon would make you feel better about the overall performance against the Vikings.
You don't think it would have changed? He would have changed the run game himself that much?
No, I don't believe. As I said before, the season last year, it would be better. Yes, would it be? Again, the bar that we're talking about gauging the Texans on week to week, the Super Bowl bar, the AFC Championship bar, would you feel any better about that? Absolutely not. I just don't think it's – I think it's an offensive line situation. It's an offensive line issue. And, boy, right now, if they can't get the edge and run the outside zone off of that toss, they just can't run the football. There is absolutely nothing between the tackles that's happening for this football team. And if you look at the Indianapolis Colts team game, that's really where they did most of their damage, was on the outside zone. Whether they handed it or they tossed it, it was an outside zone concept. If they can't get the edge, and getting the edge really means your tackles have the ability to get the edge, your tight ends and your wide receivers have to be able to block really, really well, not in pass protection preferably, but on the edges in the run game. And we just hadn't been able to get that edge on two pretty good run defenses to date in terms of Minnesota and Chicago. So, yeah, I think this whole huddle, if we're being completely honest, like, I think the huddle in general loses some juice when you lose Joe Mixon.
Joe Mixon.
Yeah, me too. So the run game definitely loses some juice, but I can't sit here and tell you that the reason this run offense is in the shape it's in right now is because Joe Mixon's bum ankle. This isn't a Damian Pierce, Cam Akers problem. This is an offensive line issue.
Since last year was Damian.
last year,
David, someone just texted in, I don't think Joe Mixon would have got 50 yards on Sunday in that.
I don't disagree. If you look at the small sample size that we had against Chicago before he went down,